Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting third. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Lemon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Gaines. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike McCormick. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss takes first base on ball four. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiss moves to third. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion strikes out. One out. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hansen scores. Ward moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-1 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to third. Pizarro moves to second. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. Pizarro scores. Landis moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Westock now pitching. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis scores. Weiss moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy McGraw now playing first base. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Westock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Weiss is called out on strikes. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Nicholson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Hansen moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward is walked intentionally. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaines hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair pinch hits for West Stock. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields the ball and throws to Pizarro covering. Safe. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Adair for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Brunette now pitching. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pizarro takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pizarro moves to second. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Weiss hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Pizarro moves to third. Landis moves to second. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McGraw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder, who is chasing the ball. McGraw reaches third base with a triple. Pizarro scores. Landis scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brunette fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McGraw scores. It's 7-1, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Brunette. Robinson moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss misplays the ball. That's an error on Weiss. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson bunts towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to second. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pizarro strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis hits a line drive into center field. Brandt picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brandt. Ward scores. Carrion goes all the way around to score. Landis moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 9-1, White Sox. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gaines. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Landis scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-1, White Sox. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. McGraw hits a fly ball into left field. Gaines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Pizarro covering, for the out. One out. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gaines takes first base on ball 4. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Gaines moves to third. Al Smith pinch hits for George Brunette. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Herm Starrett now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Weiss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 3 in the game. Brandt strikes out. 1 out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Powell strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gaines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.